Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Juckie's with you on 106.7 The Fan, and we are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on TV? As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning this Monday morning, February 3rd, 2020. I'm John-Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Happy Monday.
And Jason Bishop.
Oh, Bickle's back from ice fishing in Minneapolis. Yes,
Minneapolis. The weather was mild there.
Yeah, you love that.
It was similar to here. I mean, there was some snow there and some ice, but for the most part, it was like in the 30s.
Well, yeah, you'll take that.
That's not horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I heard
the
guys
dead of winter in Minnesota.
If you're not outside the entire time.
Yeah, the Minnesotans, the locals, they were loving it.
Oh, they're probably walking around in like golf shirts.
Yeah, they were saying this is nothing.
They laugh at 30 degree weather.
Right?
Isn't that what it's going to be like here today? Like in the 60s?
Yeah, 65.
Yeah, I heard it's going to be in the 60s. Yeah, yeah.
Yep, 65 today, my friend.
Very cool. Went to the Mall of America. I did go to that.
Very good.
It cost me about $50 in Uber fares to get there.
Sure.
But we went there and basically went to the food court.
How big is that? The food court's probably the size of
a regular mall. They have like two of everything. They have like two Auntie Anns.
Yeah.
No, but here's what it is.
Sounds delicious.
I actually didn't love the Mall of America because I have like a height thing.
Right.
And it's like five. It's like five levels.
Stacked on top.
And you're
of
constantly
each other.
Looking down like 100 feet. I wasn't my thing. I didn't love that mall. I was happy to get out of there.
Sure. What spot did you hit at the food court?
You know what?
Sbarro.
The girls ate. I had already eaten. So I didn't really need anything, but I did succumb to an A&W root beer float. We had an A&W.
Well, that's delicious.
I haven't been to one of those.
I haven't either, but a root beer float
sounds
amazing.
It just sounded good to
me.
I wanted to treat myself.
Isn't the Mall of America the mall where the guy just, the psycho,
chucked the kid
over the...
I believe it.
I think you're right.
I believe it.
I think he just saw a kid, a random six-year-old, and just chucked him.
Yeah. And the kid survived.
Yeah.
Which is a miracle.
I'm
because
pretty sure
he must
there.
Not have been on the top level. Because there are about four or five different levels.
Maybe the third.
It is a show. Mm-hmm. It's very off-putting. I had sweaty palms the whole time
I'm
I was
sure
there.
You did.
So, Jason, we talked about it. You're a Niners fan. We wondered if you'd be distraught. You don't seem that distraught.
Well, I mean, I obviously was rooting for that. Epic collapse by the Niners. Let's analyze the game. This is what we do. It was an epic collapse. You're up 10 with 10 minutes to play. You're up 3 with less than 6 minutes. Your team is built
for
that.
Were they up 10 with 7 minutes to go?
Yeah, Chiefs had the ball.
Yeah, but
Chiefs had the ball and they scored quickly.
Bad job by Shanahan.
A lot of talk about Shanahan.
Bad job by Shanahan.
What I'll just say is a lot of criticism about the end of the first half towards Kyle Shanahan. I don't really have a problem with that. He got very conservative, didn't want to give the ball back to the Chiefs. They had three timeouts. Decided going into the halftime 10-10 was fine for them because they were going to get the ball back.
Why, though?
I don't have a problem with it because
I do.
Ultimately they were up 20-10. So
you
the problem I have is
you could have been up more
you're
than
20-10 and you blow it. And where I think he lost it, and we could go play by play, is gave up on the run.
He did.
Like
give
you go,
up.
You get first down and you get 5 yards, second and five. You have the 49ers rushing offense and you go pass. Punt the ball.
It was weird because when the run was working, he went to the pass. When the pass was working, he went back to the run. He was all over the place.
He's going
to
wear that title now of choker.
I absolutely have a problem with the end of the first half. On that stage in the Super Bowl, you've got to take advantage of it. You had all your timeouts.
Yeah.
You know, you can argue about the Kittle play. I mean, I don't know why you call the offensive pass interference there, but you had a minute and a half. You could have called timeout, got the ball back with three timeouts.
For a guy who's usually known as being a pretty aggressive play caller, it was kind of shocking
see. I almost think that Shanahan doesn't trust his quarterback.
Well, that's what that shows you.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Except he did have the long pass to Kittle. Great pass. The offensive pass interference. I thought it was offensive pass interference. He extended his arm completely.
They were both
kind of. But point is,
They were jostling.
Even in that conservative use the clock mode, had they not called that Kittle there at the 10-yard line with 10 seconds to go at the end of the first half, they'll at least get a field goal there.
Yeah, they're up 13-10.
So I didn't have a problem with that, and a lot of people are killing him for the conservative play calling at the end of the half. I do have a problem with, if you just look at those last couple of drives, and they actually were moving the ball a little bit. When you run on first down and you get five, almost 6 yards, and then it's pass.
Well, they weren't moving the ball when it was 2017 and went three and out.
Right.
And bad job.
Because I think they ran on first down and went pass again. For some reason, Jimmy G all of a sudden started getting his passes deflected.
Well, they also had a Joe Staley false start, and it was third and long. So they had the pass, and he got 3 yards on the run. Then you're kicking it back to Kansas City.
Yeah.
But bad job by, in my opinion, Shanahan, end of the first half and some of the sequences in the second half.
In the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Because they had a good third quarter.
Bad job by Garoppolo. Bad job by the offensive line, especially in the fourth quarter with some of those false starts. And horrible job by the defense. Can't allow a third and 15. Can't do it.
And that was the deep pass to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, letting Hill get behind the defense.
It's third and 15. They don't get that. It's fourth and 15. They're punting.
Right.
All right, you're up 10. You know, there's going to be 7 minutes left. You're going to run out the clock. You're going to run 3 or 4 minutes off the clock.
You're going to play the Niner brand of football and just run the ball down their throat. Absolutely.
I mean, it was just a horrible, horrible job by the defense in the fourth quarter.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, do you think Kyle Shanahan blew it? That was a lot of the discussion after the game. And look, ultimately, the score is a little misleading because they gave up that touchdown run to Damian Williams when they just have to stop him.
You know how many teasers that crushed? Just pummeled all kinds
just
of teasers.
A bunch.
Yep.
But
just
ultimately, it's really one play. Jimmy Garoppolo, if he hits Emmanuel Sanders on that deep shot, which is the third down play, they grab the lead with less than 2 minutes.
But it's not like a high percentage
play. It wasn't a high percentage.
No. Yeah.
You maybe hit 50% of those. He was wide open.
He's open.
He was open. It was a good play call.
It's
Everything
a very
was good.
Makeable pass.
Except Garoppolo just didn't drop it in. I thought.
For me, the play was the third and 15 on the defensive side of the ball.
The Tyreek Hill
play. You can't let Tyreek get behind you, and I don't know what they were doing. They went to cover Watkins, and there's three guys covering Watkins and nobody covering Hill. Mm-hmm. That was the play of the game, in my opinion.
I thought that Mahomes, on some of those deep balls that he did connect, it wasn't like he was super accurate. He was just kind of floating it in there, and the guy had to wait.
Game. He had a very ordinary game up until the fourth quarter.
I would have given the MVP to Williams.
Yeah,
I would have. I don't think that Mahomes deserved it.
He didn't really deserve it. I didn't think either.
But quarterbacks usually get it.
He had two touchdown passes and one touchdown run.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He counted for three touchdowns, where I think Williams found
Williams had two.
Yeah.
Williams was huge in the game. But, that's a bad loss there when you're up 10.
So you do put it on Shanahan.
Well, no, it's a team loss. I thought that particular
sequence. But you believe he deserves a lot of blame. Because people are trying to compare this to the 28-3 collapse. I mean, it's a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. I understand that. And some of the drives weren't great. But if Garoppolo hits Sanders, totally different situation.
Okay, but he didn't. And now
Shanahan drew up a nice play there. Which caught him off guard.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't executed.
Shanahan's getting to be known, though, for fading on the biggest stage. He's did it when he was with Atlanta, and now he's done it with the Niners. Now, it's not to say he can't, eventually win the Super Bowl. I mean, he's obviously talented, but in his two real opportunities, 0-2.
Would have helped, though, if he had a little bit of a better quarterback, in my opinion.
Where are all these? Oh, Jimmy G's got a great record. Where are all these people today? Yeah. Well, I don't hear a lot of those people chiming in. Jimmy G's got a great record. Yeah. He's amazing as a starting quarterback. I don't hear a lot of that.
Not hearing that.
Not hearing that today.
Like I said, I think.
Of course, it is 6:09.
I think Shanahan, he does have a really good record, let's be honest. Okay. And he got to the Super Bowl, so give him that. Didn't play well. I don't think Shanahan completely trusts him.
Yeah.
That's just my vibe.
All you got to do is look at the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Leading up to it. Some of the games where they barely let him throw.
But I think they probably could have stuck with the run a little bit more. I mean, they were getting 6.5 yards a carry.
Yep.
I mean, I
love the way he utilizes Deebo Samuel. Yeah. I mean, he knows that dude's a weapon, not only in the passing game, but in the running game,
I don't know
too.
Why they didn't focus more on Kittle in the game.
Right.
That was really surprising to me. They didn't focus on Kittle the entire playoffs, really. Didn't really have to in those first two games. But I thought he could have been a big weapon for them, especially in the middle of the field. And They just didn't go to him enough.
All right, here's what Shanahan said about the clock management at the end of the first half, where he's getting a lot of criticism. Like I said, I kind of give him a pass in the first half because you go to halftime, it's tied, and ultimately you pull ahead 20-10. My problem is, how do you blow the 20-10? But here's what he says about the end of the first half.
Yeah, they had three timeouts. It was 10-10. The last thing we were going to do is allow them to get the ball with three timeouts, especially with their quarterback and offensive speed. To go in there and score before half felt real good. 10-10, especially with us starting with the ball. Thought it played out all right. Thought we should have got points, but they ended up calling that PI on Kittle. So it took it away.
That tells me you don't trust your quarterback. If you're
Except
saying
he
they
did,
got...
though, on the pass to Kittle.
Well,
there's
why
a
weren't
deep
they
shot to Kittle connected that was a race.
Why weren't they throwing the ball in first
Well, it also
and
tells
down.
Me he's not really trusting his defense that much either. Yeah, if he's yeah. that scared of giving the ball back to Kansas City with that little time left on the clock.
I don't know. I just think you keep the if you keep the game really close with the Chiefs, you're really in a bad spot. I think you just got to go after as many points as you can. And look, this is I'm not a coach. I'm just a fan. That's just my opinion. I think you have to go for the throat when you got the ball with a minute and a half left, or you could have the ball with a minute and a half left. They ended up getting it with less than a minute because they didn't call the timeout.
And I guess it's proven out. Look, the Chiefs came back in three straight games.
Yep.
They were behind 10-plus in all of their playoff games.
You never count them out. Can never count them out.
Give them a lot of chances, and they're going to score points. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they're saying in on the West Coast about the game, but I'm guessing that Shanahan's getting a lot of the blame.
Shanahan is, but I think Garoppolo is too.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's wearing it too.
But I don't know. For three quarters, I thought Garoppolo played better than Mahomes.
Yeah, but that's not saying anything because Mahomes wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made some nice passes, but
he came up big late.
But in those last two drives, when you're up three and then when you're down four, I mean, you got to make plays. And they just didn't.
Yeah, to me, the deep shot to Sanders, you hit that.
Yeah, you got
to
hit that.
You probably win the Super Bowl. Chiefs get the ball back, but not much
steps.
Time.
It looked like he had about three steps on the
He was wide open. But it's a hard – they don't connect that often on those things. Maybe 50%. You know, it was there
but
for him.
He had protection there.
It was there for him.
It was
yeah.
just a bad throw. He didn't put enough air underneath it.
Yeah. It's a hard throw, I think.
But, you know, maybe you can nitpick Shanny and say maybe he should have been throwing, you know, a 10-yard pass because that's what they needed for a first down.
Yeah, that's the downside when you don't hit it. Yeah. What was that, third down? That was third down,
that was
right?
Third down.
Yeah.
It was third down.
And the most important point, who won the playoff pool? We need some clarity.
Wasn't that already locked up?
Awad
had him won. So how much do we owe that kid?
$10.
You show him $10.
Where is he here?
Is he here? Look at him. Yeah. So at the end of the day, did you feel bitter? Or not really? I mean, obviously you wanted your team to win, but like it used to be.
It's not going to ruin my week.
Yeah.
I watched the second half this morning.
Oh, you did.
I was just thinking to myself.
How did you feel? You watched the first half, you DVR'd the second half. When you went to bed, what was your vibe? It was 10-10.
I was a little concerned that they didn't take advantage of that sequence in the end of the first half. I thought that might come back to haunt them.
Are you the only guy in America that didn't watch the halftime show?
Oh, I didn't watch
it. Everybody said it was good. Like, the reviews I heard was that it was good. I missed it.
How long was it?
I was in the air.
Probably 15 minutes.
15 minutes. It wasn't that long.
Was it good? The reviews I heard it was good.
40 guys loved it.
It's always split as far as entertainment. Good. A lot of bending over.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's not music that people like, but.
They were lip syncing.
Uh huh.
And it was way.
They always lip sync that stuff.
No, but it wasn't even close. It was like embarrassingly.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
But the dancing, the hip shaking, and the bending over, and the outfit changes.
It was hypersexualized.
Yeah. So it was, for horny guys, it was silly.
Oh, horny guys, A++.
Were there any surprises?
Yeah, was there supposed to be a surprise performance?
Well, they brought out,
J-Lo's daughter. Like,
yeah, that was cool.
Like some sort of singing bit.
She did. Uh-huh. It was basically a political statement. But if you were just watching it, you didn't necessarily notice it because they had some people dancing in cages. She was singing Born in the USA, and she showed the Puerto Rican flag. So saying Puerto Rico is part of the United States. And, you know, all the whole cage controversy. So it was kind of a subtle, although it's on Super Bowl. But, I mean, I think you had to kind of really look for it to kind of figure out that it's
How many of J-Lo's songs did you recognize? Because I think there's only like one or two, right?
I recognize like one or two.
She doesn't have like
she doesn't have a catalog. Yeah,
you recognize the Shakira bangers though. You recognize those.
Yeah, Shakira. You know her. She's a huge star.
Shakira is so hot.
But I think mostly positive. We did a poll at Junks Radio on Twitter. 44% said an A, 24% a B.
Yeah. So the reviews I saw were good. People were like, you know what? It's not my kind of music, but it was an entertaining halftime show.
Oh, really?
They did keep bringing up this guy, though, that nobody knew who he was.
Yeah, some Latino rapper.
Oh, is that
he was wearing a do-rag.
Bad Bunny.
Looked like Ali G.
He really looked like Ali G.
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
You missed the double butt shake.
Really?
Yeah.
With Shakira and J-Lo?
Yeah, both of them did a butt shake at the same time.
They closed it out.
It broke the internet.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. I got to see it this morning.
Eric, I go to bed at halftime.
Yeah.
And I'm just...
It didn't even occur to you to watch it?
At midnight, I wake up and I'm thinking, man, the Super Bowl's over.
Yeah.
I should really get up and watch it.
Right.
And I just stayed in bed. And then at 2:30, I was up from like 2 to 3:30 when I woke up, just thinking about the game. I just couldn't bring myself to get out of bed because I was so tired. But then I finally did.
Yeah.
Well, I was more worried about my prop bets.
I had an awful night's sleep, and I know exactly why. Because I placed a bet, a yardage bet, on Damian Williams receiving yards. Because we were at a Hollywood casino last night at the Sportsbook, thanks to everybody that came out. The number was 29.5 yards.
Right.
So, of course, I go over. I'm like, he's gonna hit that in the first half. He finished with 29 yards.
Wow.
4 catches for 29.
That is a bad beat.
And it just tilted me.
Yeah.
I was tossing it through. It wasn't even like I bet like 100
Maybe
bucks.
There'll be like a recount this morning or something.
I'm praying for a stat correction.
Well, the Mahomes
praying
prop,
for
the
it.
The Mahomes prop was the number one prop bet, rushing yards, in a lot of casinos out in Vegas. And it was over, 29.5? I think it was over 29.5 or 30.
Right.
He got to 34. And then
I see him at 29.
Right, because he took the kneel down.
Right, started kneeling.
Yeah, and a lot of people got crushed on that.
A lot of people got murdered.
Hollywood Casino, we had a good time.
Yep.
The self-betting kiosks.
Yep.
Game changer.
Okay. They're awesome. They're big.
Awesome. They have like 7 or 8 kiosks lined up, and you just go up there and you can press whatever you want. Or NBA, prop bets, whatever.
And then you feed your cash in.
It's just so
easy. Feed your cash and place your bets.
It's awesome.
Place your wagers.
How about the guy in Vegas who walked in last year before the Super Bowl, Rams, Patriots, and bet the prop bet that the Rams would score 3 points exactly.
Oh.
Okay. I think he put 10,000 on
it.
Okay. And I think that was 12-1, 13-1.
Right.
Hit it, obviously.
Right.
Same guy went into like the Westgate.
Right.
And bet 4 different team totals for the Chiefs. 31, 34, 35, and 38. 18-1 on the 31.
So that hit.
Won 180 grand on that, minus whatever he bet on the other three. So back-to-back years, he went and hit the exact total.
Well, I know that Hollywood Casino is happy that the Chiefs won, because that dude that walked in with the duffel bag a few weeks ago with 190 large in cash, he was a big fat loser.
They're keeping that.
He was a big loser.
Yeah.
Well, I hit my Chiefs money line, but I lost my Mecole Hardman with the longest reception.
Hey,
of the
but
day.
You know what? You threw a dart.
That was a dart.
Yeah, I threw a dart too. I picked Damian Williams and Kittle to score, like at 4-1. I get the Williams, but don't get the Kittle. Loser.
Right. Saw Grant Paulson though. He hit. He made a zillion prop bets.
Yep.
And I looked at his sheet, and one of them was Bashaud Breeland first pick,
and he was getting big odds on that too.
Yeah.
Two former
skins. I think he lost every other
secondary.
One of his props, right. But he hit Bashaud Breeland.
Very good.
Two former skins in the secondary for the Chiefs.
I noticed that. It was not lost on me.
Yeah.
Not lost on Redskins Nation, believe me.
This guy's playing in the Super Bowl.
All right, should mention Charlie Cassidy, former Redskins GM. He's going to join us today coming up at 7:20. And John Clayton, now a Washington Post NFL columnist, he will join us at 8 o'clock as we talk some Super Bowl right here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington talking about the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. So last year they made it to the AFC Championship. Patriots, of course, got them in overtime. They win the Super Bowl. If you had to guess, nobody knows, how many is Patrick Mahomes going to win?
Uh-huh. I mean, he's 24 years old.
He's already
got
a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP. That's not bad at 24. I'll give him a couple more.
And this was a bad game from him. This was like the worst game I've ever seen Patrick Mahomes play. The second interception was really bad.
The one to Hill? Yeah, I was bad. Or no, the one that was tipped. It was behind Hill and it was tipped, correct?
Yeah.
And then more.
Smidge. Yeah. Yeah. Tipped a smidge.
The first one was really bad.
If you took over 1.5 picks for the entire game, you're a big fatty. You went and cashed that ticket.
Also, remember that bet I had for Mahomes where I said I wanted to try to middle it like between 260 and like 320? Uh-huh. Would it hit?
Sure.
Oh, the yardage?
His passing yardage, though, did not come through. I think he was at 299.5.
Well, that's what I was talking about, the passing yardage. But I would have taken a range of 60.
Yeah, his total got up to like 310, 311 at one point.
Yep.
Now maybe it came down.
See, the question is, will the Chiefs be able to retain talent once he signs like a $50 million a year contract?
Which he will. You know he's going to become the highest paid player in the history of the league.
That's always the challenge.
When's he due for that?
I don't know.
But he's so good. Some guys are so good that they can, you know, like Brady, he could survive with less than ideal.
Yeah.
Guys at your skill position. Although I think at this point Brady needs some ideal skill position players.
Hey,
and I think that's
what
they're going to get.
Supposed they're going to make a play, Cakes.
Yeah, who cares? I couldn't care less about what they do.
Yeah.
I feel very confident that he's going to stay in New England.
Didn't I see a story about the Patriots are willing to give him $30
million? Yes.
Yeah.
And if they are, he's going to stay.
He's going to stay.
Yeah.
I really believe he's going to stay.
And, of course, that shot, which everybody was microanalyzing, was for his commercial.
Yeah, the Instagram post or whatever. Yeah, it was for Hulu.
Yeah, good marketing. Yeah. Smart.
Right. I saw a few of the commercials. Yep. Man, it was... I can't believe they keep bringing MC Hammer out, but it is memorable, maybe because it's our era. And I like the Boston one for the car parking thing with the Sonata.
Oh, John Krasinski?
The self-parking car. Yeah. That would seem pretty cool. And it was memorable.
I did see that one, yeah.
Of the others, I didn't really care. You know,
I was so happy I could fast forward through the commercials this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best.
Yeah.
The only one that I kind of remember, and I actually don't even remember the exact beer brand, was there was a beer commercial which was kind of like comparing themselves to Michelob Ultra.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, it wasn't Michelob Ultra, but I don't even remember what it was.
Was that the Jimmy
it was like
Fallon
Golden
one?
Archer beer?
No,
or something
I don't
like
know
that.
What you're talking about.
Saint Archer.
I was like, man, they spent a lot of money for.
What was Jimmy Fallon's spot for?
Michelob Ultra.
That was for
John
Mick
Cena.
Ultra.
Yeah.
That was dumb.
Yeah, I thought it was dumb.
I like the Jason Momoa one for Rocket Mortgage.
Yeah, we got all skinny or whatever. Yeah.
I got sliced for the Soda Stream one, where they found the water on Mars, and the guy used it for a Soda Stream.
I didn't
Smart.
Even see that.
Made me laugh.
Yeah.
Water.
All right. Well, I DVR'd the game on the cloud. I got to try to find it, because I want to see the halftime. I want to see the butt shake. I want to see how awful the lip syncing is.
It's all over the internet. You can't miss it.
So I don't even need to go to my...
Also, she did J-Lo... So it was Shakira at first. So Shakira did the first 6 or 7 minutes. Then,
by the way, I thought she trounced J-Lo. Like, I just thought she was way better.
I thought they were the same. My wife is a big
J-Lo. I'm not a fan
person.
Of either, really, but if I had to choose between the two, I thought Shakira just trounced J-Lo.
Was the opposite. Oh, yeah. She thought J-Lo, she was like, just look at the way she's dancing. She hits the spots better than Shakira.
That's not what I was focusing on.
She was almost doing
on
a choreography breakdown.
You're talking about the hotness cakes?
No, I just meant, like, I thought Shakira was a better performer.
Mm. Yeah, well, she's an international superstar.
Yeah. And she also used guitar for part of it. And she drums.
You think she's really playing? Yeah, but the sound turned up on her guitar.
Just shows her musical talent. What I was going to say is, though, J-Lo, who did the movie Hustlers, a lot of people believe that she was snubbed for an Academy Award nomination. She did a lot of stripper pole routine.
Right.
Yeah, they brought out a stripper pole.
Oh, they did?
Well, yeah, it was on the middle of the stage, and then J-Lo was on there twirling around and singing. That's how I knew it was lip sync.
By the way, the right. Demi Lovato prop of the national anthem.
Yeah, I heard she raced through it, right?
It was a minute and 49.
Yeah.
Under, such an under.
But see, here's the thing. So I got a text from my buddy and said his buddy was at the auditions.
Okay, the rehearsals.
Not the auditions, the rehearsals. Mm-hmm. And she did three rehearsals, and two of them were way under the set number at 211. And I went back on my site. It was they pulled it off the board.
They closed it out.
Yeah. They got the info.
Because I was going to bet on the stand and under the 211, but it was off the board at that time.
It was on the stand, too.
It was on the stand.
Yep.
Yeah, but you're saying she raced through it. We learned on Friday, John Feinstein, pretty passionate about that topic. Yeah. He believes it should only be a minute and 15 seconds.
Really?
He said if it's over a minute 15,
I think if you're not dragging it out, if you're not
the Army band or whatever that they
if you're not trying to super sell it, I think you can get through it in a minute 15 to a minute 30.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to sell the drama and get some extra ADs because there are 300 million people watching, you drag it out a little bit.
I think that a minute 49 has got to be one of the quicker ones.
I don't know.
It got to be, usually they're in the mid-minute 50s, maybe even the low twos.
I was surprised on Friday that John had a little passion for it.
Yeah, he did. He was bitter.
I don't mind. It's a respectful song. I like it. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even listen to it because Cakes and I, we left Hollywood Casino right around 6:15.
Yep.
Time to get home.
Kind of racing home.
Get home around 7.
And I wasn't even going to listen to any of the broadcasts until the kickoff. If kickoff was like 6:40, I was kind of checking in on NFL radio. We were covering it right here on The Fan. And I wasn't going to listen to the pregame.
I got lucky. Because I was traveling back from Minnesota. So we were in like the United Club right before. And we got to watch. We were just waiting and waiting and waiting. Finally, the effing game starts. And I got to watch maybe about the first couple minutes from there. And then there was a little bit of a delay on the plane because they had to have something, a part that needed to come. And so we were waiting like for about 25, 30 minutes. So I got to watch an entire first quarter on the plane. And then part of the second, all I really missed, and then we took off for Chicago, got there in like an hour. All I really missed was about 9 minutes of the second quarter and the whole halftime show and like the first 2 minutes of
the third.
And then when I got in Chicago, I was basically able to watch the rest until takeoff. It worked out perfect.
Yeah.
It was great. Nicely but I did miss the double butt shake, which I'm still trying to find. I agree with you. Shakira still looks good. I thought she was a little older and maybe a little bit more washed up.
Honestly, it was the best part of the game.
The double butt shake. Was that at the very end of the performance?
Not at the end, but kind of like three quarters of the way through.
Is it like a twerk?
Yeah, kind of.
Really?
They teamed up at the end. So it was Shakira, then J-Lo, and then at the end they were together.
Okay. Oh, I just found it.
Yeah, you
found it. I just found it.
I think you're going to be seeing that on a loop.
Oh, yeah. I can see that breaking the internet.
But again, it's 20 to 10. You got the ball. You got the ball at your own 40, essentially. And then Staley had the false start to put him in third 14. And then they have to punt. And then up 20 to 10, and you allow a 10-play, 90-yard drive. You let them convert a third 15 for 44 yards. Then you have an awful pass interference where he's not even looking at the ball to set up first and goal from the one. And then it's 2017. You've lost all momentum.
And then you get the ball back,
and you get a three and out.
Yeah, here are the numbers. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. So in the fourth quarter, San Francisco led 20 to 10. Mahomes throws an interception with 12 minutes to go.
Yep.
So it's 12 minutes to go. It is 20 to 10. And after that point, after the interception from Mahomes, they ran the ball five times. That's it. They threw the ball 12 times. So 20-10 lead. Shanahan decides, oh, now we're going to start throwing the ball all the time on second down. 49ers ran it 5 times for 32 yards. So they were running successfully when they actually ran the ball. Garoppolo dropped back 12 times. After that, in the last 12 minutes, he dropped back 12 times, only completed 3 passes, had an interception, was sacked.
Mike Shanahan's probably dying inside while that's all happening.
So I don't know who we had.
That's where the people are really killing Shanahan, and the end of the first half, the choice of just being conservative.
Okay, that's bad, but why aren't we killing the defense? The front four did a really good job containing Mahomes. Okay, you got flushed out of the pocket a few times, but the secondary.
Wasn't Sherman continually getting beat late?
He got beat.
He got
once.
Beat on the long one to Watkins.
I don't think he was continually being beat.
Yeah, I thought the middle of the field, the safeties, I thought had a bad game. I really do. Well, I don't know who we had on the show last week. Maybe it was Salmon Wilcox, and said that they graded the secondary as one of the better secondaries in the league. I don't know how.
Well, difference, like we said, Garoppolo 3-for-11 in the fourth quarter. 1 interception, sacked 1 time. Mahomes, 10-for-17, 141 yards, 2 touchdowns. So that's where the game is won and lost, like you said. But you're right. If the defense makes one play.
What were the Chiefs on third down? Can you check that for me?
They weren't good in the first half. I think they only I think there were something like 1-for-6 in the first half and 5-for-7 in the second half.
6-for-14.
All right, okay.
Niners were 3-for-8 on third
down. But 5 of those were converted in the second half.
Right.
I mean, all Moore has to do is turn around. Just turn around and look at the ball. And they're not going to call a PI there. And then they're kicking a field goal. The game's tied.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Coming up at 6:45, we're going to reveal another of the Big 20, NBC Sports Washington's countdown of the most impactful sports stories from the past 2 decades. We'll do that. Plus, EB has a volleyball story from the weekend.
Well, a little bit of controversy. I think you're going to be interested. Yeah.
All right, who's up?
All right, let's go to Ernie in Fort Washington. Ernie, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, Junks? This is a first-time caller, but I get up every morning at 6 o'clock, man, to start my day with y'all, man.
Appreciate
I love watching
it. Thank
y'all.
You.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I just find it fascinating, man, that the Skins let all their talent go, and they go on other teams and become superstars, man. Breland played out of his skin yesterday, man.
He played well. But you know what? Towards the end, I don't think Breland was playing that great. I wasn't that distraught when they let him go. But he certainly had moments when he was here. The one that upsets people more is Fuller. They didn't like when they threw him in that package, in that deal. Yeah, yeah. That's the one that really rankled people.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing was, I was watching the news last night. What was that about the national anthem being sung and Jay-Z and them they sit down through the whole thing?
I didn't notice. No,
they're in a suite. Sometimes people in a suite are disconnected from what's going on the field.
Oh, they're trying to make a statement.
They're probably making a statement, I'm guessing.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, cool. I mean, I don't have a problem with them making a statement. It's just that, it was like a quick announcement about it, and no one followed up on it. I was just trying to figure out what exactly was going on.
Oh, Drew, I'm saying they weren't in a suite. To me, it looked like they were in a suite.
They weren't in a suite.
I saw them sitting down pummeling French fries at one point.
Who doesn't like French fries? Yeah. They're amazing.
It's weird now. People like to just do that.
I don't have a problem with them making a statement. I just wanted to get the whole story, So I like to know what's going on. Yeah. But I enjoy listening to y'all every morning, man.
Thank you, buddy.
6 o'clock.
Appreciate it.
I don't have to go to work no more in life, but I will be listening to the Junkies.
Hey, he's retired.
Oh, that's nice, man. What'd you do for a living?
I carry mail for the post office in Silver Spring.
Oh, wow. So you're all done. You got that pension.
Right.
You're done.
Done.
That is
done.
That's so nice.
I sit back during football season and call my Dallas Cowboy fans, man. Bill Wright and Sheldon Gant.
Yeah, just name all your friends. Name them all.
Yeah. Well, I squeezed that in there, man. But right. I really appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Ernie. Appreciate you, buddy. Congrats, man.
All right, bud.
All right, bud.
All right.
Wish I could just do that. Just retire.
Yeah.
Just chill.
I just feel like that's never going to happen for me. God bless him. Got that pension. He's straight.
Pensions are a rarity these days.
Yeah,
maybe
they
you
are.
Get all your kids to go to Maryland like cakes. You save some money.
Yeah, still. Props. My daughter gets it. She's
she
a terp.
I knew that would happen.
Terp.
Congratulations.
Happy
congratulations.
For her.
There you go.
And happy for my wallet.
In-state, baby.
It's good. It's a good thing.
Huge.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
All right, phone number you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies Coming right back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Every morning at this time, we continue with NBC Sports Washington's Big 20 Countdown, counting down the region's 20 most impactful sports stories from the past two decades, as determined by a panel of media members, former athletes, other experts. New stories counting down to number one are revealed each weekday through February 13th on NBCSportsWashington.com/the Big 20. Today, we're up to number 10. And Valdez might be bitter. It is the Ravens winning their first Super Bowl.
Ooh.
The Big 20 presented by McLean Mortgage, guiding you along the journey of home ownership. Here's number 10.
From Cleveland, bringing it to Baltimore, Art Modell had a plan in place. He drafts Jonathan Ogden and Ray Lewis to be the cornerstones of this franchise. And they go on to win their first Super Bowl. It didn't take too long, but that set a standard in Baltimore.
You get these young players in there that made such a huge impact on future teams, but all put it together for that one.
Hmm. Smoking out coke in there.
There you go. Ravens. That Ravens squad allowed 10.3 points per game.
Do you have a favorite of the two Super Bowl championships? Does one stick out in your mind more than the other? Are you more of a Flacco guy or a defense guy?
Well, both of them are great in my opinion, but I think the 2012 run was a little more special.
Really?
Because it was so improbable.
Mm-hmm.
Are you salty that it only came in at number 10?
Both of them should be in the top five minimum. I don't know. I don't know what the panel's doing. Yeah. But a fun fact about that year is that Ravens defense didn't lead the NFL in defensive yardage. The Titans did.
2000?
Yeah.
Really?
They led in points, but the Titans defense allowed, I think, 150, 200 yards less in the entire season.
Right.
Mm. Are you salty that, I don't know if I want to mention it. That's on the website. I mean, we don't know what order it's going to be. Are you salty that Mason going to the Final Four is above the Ravens?
Definitely.
That definitely tilts you.
I mean, the Final Four run, that was unbelievable.
It was amazing.
It had the whole nation's
fantastic
attention.
Fantastic Cinderella story.
And this is where, yes, Baltimore is part of the, in my mind, like a lot of people don't consider Baltimore being part of the DMV. This is supposed to be the DMV list. It is Maryland, but it's not as tight a grip as the closer you get to D.C.,
right.
There's a bigger grip. I think that's why George Mason and some of these other things will be there in the top 10 ahead of the
Valdez. He'll just be in the running to be the CEO of NBC Sports Baltimore whenever that offshoot happens.
I mean, I think you can say this. Like, RG3 is going to be in the top five.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Well, the list just makes zero sense if RG3 is in the top five and the two Ravens Super Bowls.
Because it's Baltimore's kind of ancillary. It's kind of an ancillary.
Well, then why is it
included?
Market. I don't understand. I don't understand the thinking over there.
Included. It's kind of like you include kind of like Centerville in like DC ratings. Like it's Centerville.
It's part of the market, but it's kind of far flung.
Exactly.
It's kind of out there.
Centerville's not that far.
Yeah. What? Manassas. You know what I mean?
It's not that far.
You act like Centerville's close.
Close to me.
You don't think of it in terms of D.C., but it's under the umbrella.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it is part of
Northern Virginia.
DMV. It's Virginia.
Right, right.
Well, it's like 7 minutes.
I don't really consider Baltimore part of the. First of all, I think DMV is stupid. I tend not to use that, but I don't consider Baltimore part of the DMV.
Okay, but on our list, on this list, NBC Sports Watch list, they also included UVA Hoops winning.
I understand.
UVA Hoops, that's Charlottesville. That's not close to D.C.
They're just being politically correct. They probably shouldn't have put it in.
That shouldn't be in it at all.
They shouldn't have put it in.
Well, if you got to come up with 20 stories of just D.C., you would struggle.
Well, you would struggle. Okay.
Because, I mean, you got the Caps and the Nats recently, but the Wizards have had zippy success. I guess we did bring up Gilbert Arenas.
Maybe should have done
Rise and fall.
By the way, Samsey got his first loss, correct?
Yes.
He did, yes.
Against Pittsburgh yesterday.
He hadn't lost since November 15th.
He beat Ottawa on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
5-3.
Yep.
And then he didn't play as well yesterday.
All of a sudden, the Metro is getting tight.
It is tightening up.
Yeah, are they back four? Are they four back?
I think that's right.
Caps are 35-13-5, and the Pens are 33-14-5. So, I mean, almost identical records.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But Samsonov still has a 16-3-1 record.
Oh, it's a great record.
16-3-1.
Man, he was due for a loss.
You have to remind me, Cake. So, when Holtby was struggling a couple years ago, when we won, and Grubby was the guy, and I remember agreeing with that decision to start the playoffs, to start Grubby. It was controversial.
He was the hotter of the two.
But I thought he was the hotter of the two. You got to go with him. Was the team struggling down the stretch right before the start of the playoffs? Or was the team doing fine because they were going with Grubby?
I think they were playing well because Grubby was playing well.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly how they finished.
Right.
I think they were okay. I just don't know.
Right.
I know that Grubby was subpar in the first two games. That's why he got the big giant hook.
Yeah, and that was the right decision.
Barry Trotz said, sit on the bench.
Yeah, it was the right decision.
Absolutely.
I think he handled it perfectly at both instances. Maybe it'll play out in a similar fashion here. Who knows?
So do you want to start your volleyball controversy or do you want to come back and talk about
it? I think it should come back.
Happened?
I think it should come back and talk about
Minneapolis
it.
Minneapolis volleyball controversy.
Well, it's
now, is this like a controversy that's written about in the papers?
No, but I think it's interesting. I can't believe that teams do this kind of thing. And it's just like a youth sports thing that's just unbelievable to me that...
Please tell me some dads got into a fight on the court.
Or was very it close. Very close.
Tempers were flaring.
This way, your boy was in the middle of it.
Oh, I love stories like that.
I was in the middle of it. And I was...
You were the peacemaker?
I was trying to be the peacemaker, to be honest.
Very good.
Yeah. But you were
tossed like Cakes was back in the day at one of his games. Weren't you tossed? I think you were falsely accused of something.
No.
I forget what it was.
First of all, you're sullying my reputation. I was never tossed from any game.
Okay, what happened?
I got a call from the coach of my son's basketball team. This is my oldest son. This has to be 15 years ago, 14 years ago, where he said, hey, John, we got a report that you were yelling inappropriate things at some of the opponents, and I just wanted to talk to you about it and see what was going on there. I was like, oh, wait a second. First of all, I wouldn't even yell anything like that at my own kid or anybody on my kid's team, let alone an opponent. So you're mistaking me for somebody else. I don't know who was yelling or whatever, but I guess somebody's yelling something they shouldn't have at a youth sports event like a basketball game. And I got fingered. I got the finger pointed right here, and I had to defend my good name.
Fickle finger of fate?
Fickle finger of fate pointing at Flakes. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, that's preposterous. I mean, it just would never happen. I'm not going to browbeat some 9-year-old who's beating up on my kid's team.
I'm guilty. I've stared down like a 15-year-old ref before. Believe me.
Yeah. That's not my style.
I had those moments. I don't like it. I'm not proud of it.
Yeah.
But it's happened to me before.
Well, you get caught up in the moment.
Sure.
Yeah, you do. All right. So we'll find out what went down in Minneapolis as EB was with his daughter at her volleyball tournament next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.